Now we're going to be studying affiliate programs. How important are these?
Extremely. Remember this motto, affiliate or dissipate. In today's increasingly competitive internet marketplace, you're on a road to dissipation without an affiliate program. Affiliate programs often account for 50% of a company's online revenue. In this module, I'm going to tell you about the different types of affiliate programs, a little bit how they work technically, how to find and recruit good affiliates, and some tips and tricks to make your affiliate program successful.
Okay, well, what exactly is an affiliate program?
Affiliate programs are structured online referral systems. Affiliate programs are becoming huge online and a critical component of most sites. A lot of companies have dedicated personnel that only work on recruiting and supporting affiliates. There are also companies that specialize in managing your affiliate campaign.
All right, can you give me an example of an affiliate program so I can relate it?
A good example, and one of the first companies to have one, is Amazon. You'd sign up on their website, then you'd put a banner on your site, and you get a commission of all sales from people who have clicked on your link before buying on Amazon.
Well, it sounds like there's not much risk in running an affiliate program. How does the payout work? How do you get paid?
Affiliate programs are very safe, and they are pay-for-performance-based. If your affiliate doesn't refer anyone to you, you don't have to pay them anything. The pay-for-performance is even broken down further, and affiliate programs pay out in one of three ways.
Give me an idea. What's one of the ways?
Number one is pay-per-click. Just by sending someone to your site, they make money. This is good if you mainly make money off selling advertising space, either with banner ad showcases or reviews. Number two is pay-per-lead. They need to send someone to your site and have them fill out a contact form. For example, they give their name, address, email, phone, so you can follow up with them. Or this method is also good if your site gathers leads and sells them to a number of companies in the industry. Number three is pay-per-sale. This one's the most common. Commission is given after someone has already bought from you. Often there's a holdback if fraud is high. In the fine print, you'll often see commissions may be held for 30 days. You can either pay your commission as a flat fee or a percentage of the sale. This is the safest one. In module number five, we're going to talk about LV, which is the lifetime value of a client. And once you've calculated that, you'll know exactly how much you could pay per sale. You can also use a combination of two out of those three or even all three of the methods.
What are you, Nick, using personally for your web hosting?
Personally, I use pay per sale.
Pay per sale. Have you tried the other ones, pay per click and pay per lead?
No.
Now, let's say I'm an affiliate, and I know some friends or some people who would also want to do it. Is there anything in it for me if I bring them on or introduce them to your affiliate program?
It depends. Companies will do the payouts in one of two formats. The first is one tier, meaning one affiliate gets paid per sale, or the second is two tier, which means two people get paid per sale. The way this works is if you have an affiliate that had a friend or another affiliate he knows, he can get them to sign up for an affiliate with you and make a commission on what they do. For example, you can give $35 to your Tier 1 affiliate per sale and $5 to the upline affiliate of that sale.
All right, so let's do an example. Let's say with your affiliate program, if I sign up with your affiliate program and I refer someone to your hosting, I would be the one tier, and I could make, in this example, $35 for the sale, right?
Right.
Now, let's say I recruit someone on my list who's interested in marketing your web hosting services, and they're under me. That would be the second tier, and if they purchase something directly from you, I would make $5 on that.
Right.
Okay. Does it go down more than one or two tiers, or we get into multi-level marketing there?
Right. I've only seen it with affiliate programs up to two tiers at the most.
So another word for affiliate program, you really have salespeople, basically, on two levels.
Right.
Say I have 100 affiliates. How am I going to keep track of everything? This is what scares me about setting up an affiliate program, is the time and the labor involved of keeping up with all these people. Has it been something that's really demanded a lot of time for your marketing efforts of your web hosting service?
No, it's actually pretty easy. Let me give you a little technical information about how to keep track of your affiliates and the commissions. You start out with a software package. It's going to have a back-end or admin section for only you and your staff. This is where you'll set up what type of affiliate program you want, either the PPC, PPL, or PPS, and set up how much commissions you're going to pay. You also have a form where the affiliates will sign up. upon signing up, it'll give them access to a page with your banners, and for each affiliate, it'll have a unique URL. When an affiliate puts that banner on the site and the customer clicks that URL, it stores a cookie, which is a little piece of data that contains the affiliate's username or some code that your software will read that corresponds to the affiliate's username. Then it takes the customer to your site, and if yours is a pay-per-sale affiliate program, on the last page of your order form, it'll read the cookie off the customer's computer and give the referring affiliate credit for the sale. The cookies usually have an expiration date and are almost always good for at least a month.
Oh, really? Okay, so let's say someone introduced me to your website, and I went to it, and this person who introduced me was an affiliate of yours, and I went to it, and when I go to your site, there's code, or what you call a cookie, on that link that lets you know that when I came there, that it came from him, correct?
Right.
So you're saying that if there's an expiration date on that cookie, and let's say I come back 60 days later, is that person going to get credit for me if I sign up?
Yeah, my cookies last a long time. I might set as a year. If you came back after the year, you would not get credit, though.
Let's say the cookie was established. I came to your site within the first 30 days, and then I come back, say, 13 months later. If I come back, that cookie will be gone. Even though I came once, it's not going to register, right?
The first time you go to the site, it'll save that cookie on there, and then if you come back within the first 30 days to order, it'll read that cookie.
But if I come back 13 months later in order?
It won't be there anymore. It'll have expired.
So is that something to watch for when you get set up as an affiliate to find out what the expiration date on the cookie is?
Right, you definitely want to know that.
And a lot of affiliates use this to their advantage?
Some of them do.
That's interesting. I did not know that. Okay, so I've got my affiliate program set up. I just need one more thing. Affiliates. Isn't this the hard part? How do I get these?
There are four good ways to get affiliates. The first place, to start with your existing customer base. If they're satisfied with your products or service, they're going to be more than happy to let other people know about them, and they'll get paid for it. In your next email newsletter to your customers, tell them about your new affiliate program. You can even offer them something free to give them some kind of incentive to sign up.
Okay, what's another way?
A second way is a link on your site. A lot of companies will have a link to their affiliate program in the bottom nav bar of their site. This link will go to a page that describes your affiliate program, saying how much they'll make for each action. You could put how much some of your top affiliates are making, how much total you've paid out to your affiliates last month or last year or year to date. Then on that page, there's a link to your affiliate sign-up form.
All right. Is there another way?
Yes. The third way is with your new customers. You want to implement a system to ask new customers to become an affiliate. For example, if you follow up with your customer by phone or email, say, like 7 days after they order, when they would have already got the product by them, you can ask them how satisfied they were with the order, and if they are happy, ask them if they would like to make money telling other people about your site. If they like the product, they'll probably most likely be happy to refer people to you without getting paid for it. But since you mentioned money, that'll give them an extra incentive to actively promote your site.
Is there a fourth way?
Fourth way is to recruit outside affiliates. There are many people out there that have sites dedicated to driving traffic to sites they are an affiliate of. Some big-time affiliates who are experts at marketing in at least one particular field send hundreds of customers a month. A good way to find out who the big affiliates are to, 1, search Google for your competitor's company name or URL. Pages that have their name are likely going to be paid affiliates of them. A second way is to see what sites link to your competitor's site. In Google, the syntax for this is link colon and then your competitor's domain.
All right, so I go to my Google search engine, I type in link colon competitor's domain name, and what's going to come up?
What'll come up is every site that has a link to their domain on there.
Wow, okay. What's another way?
The third thing you want to do is list your affiliate program on some of the affiliate directory sites, like AffiliateScout.com, AffiliateTip.com, AssociatePrograms.com/directory, and ReferIt.com/directory.
So are there just thousands and thousands of affiliate programs out there?
Yep.
All right, sounds like it might be hard to find out how good an affiliate is. Is that something to be concerned with, or is that right?
Actually, it's not that hard. A good way to find out how good of an affiliate these people actually are is to check their traffic ranking, and a good tool to do this is Alexa.com.
Okay, we talked about that already.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Once you find a good one, contact the site owner and ask them to add a link to your site as an affiliate. The best way to get a hold of them is to call them. If you can't find a phone number, then email them or use their contact form. A lot of sites won't have an email or contact form or won't answer their email. In those cases, you want to run what's called a Whois lookup. The Whois record is the registrant info for the person who owns the domain. For example, if you want to find out who owns a certain piece of real estate property, you're able to look that up with the county. And the same goes for domain names. The Whois record contains the owner's name, organization, address, phone number, fax, and email. And to look up these records, you could do so at www.whois.sc.
And this doesn't cost any money to get this information?
No, free information.
So you can look up any owner of any website out there and get right in touch with them or mail them a letter?
Right.
Perfect. Is there a certain way to approach these people? How would you approach them?
When you call them, it is important to use the correct terminology so they just don't hang up on you thinking you're a telemarketer. Normally, you might say, "Hi, may I speak to the owner or person in charge of advertising?" If they hadn't hung up on you already, they'd say, "Put me on the do not call list." Or if they didn't, they'd say, "Yes, this is the owner." Then you might say, "I was wondering if you'd be interested in..." At this point, this is their cue to interrupt and say, "Not interested." So instead, you want to ask for the owner by name. You'll find this out by the Whois record. For example, let's say the owner's name is Jim, and you found that up by looking at the Whois record for a widget directory site, say findwidgets.com. The call should go something like this. You would say, "Hi, is Jim there?" He would say, "Yes, this is Jim." You would say, "I was hoping you could help me out for a minute." Jim would say, "Sure, how can I help you?" You would say, "Would you be open to adding an additional layer of revenue to findwidgets.com? Jim would say, "Tell me more." Then you could go into your affiliate program.
That's perfect. I mean, that's so much better than the first example because you don't end up sounding like a telemarketer.
Right, exactly.
And is this a proven script that's worked time and time again?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
For some of the big affiliates, it can be hard to get on their site. So just as you try to sell your products on your website, you got to try to sell your affiliate program to them. As with for your regular business, you should have a USP for your affiliate program as well. Some advantages of your affiliate program may be, one, a better selling product. If your product sells twice as better as another product Jim is an affiliate for, he can make twice as many commissions with you. Number two, a higher affiliate commission. Affiliates will be able to make more money with you. What a lot of people do is offer a higher payout to their top affiliates or have different levels of commission based upon the amount of business brought. Number three, a longer cookie length. If the competition's cookie expires after 30 days, make yours last for 60, 90 days, even a year. And number four, no minimum amount for payouts. A lot of places say they'll pay out only once you reach a certain plateau. For example, $100 in commissions or $250 or $500. I personally don't believe in those methods. Your commissions are going to be structured so you make money whether the affiliate brings you one customer or 100 customers. So even if they just bring you one customer, you're still making money and they should be paid a commission on that.
Okay. You have an organized method for keeping track of potential recruits, is that right?
Yes. Now that you know how to find and how to recruit affiliates, you need to work on implementing. The best way to get started is make a list of 25 prospective top affiliates, and these are going to be your dream 25. Start getting a hold of them and getting them to become an affiliate of yours. Write down who you have contacted, who you need to call back, who has said yes, who have said no. Once you've worked that list, make a list with 25 new ones.
Okay, we've got our software set up, and I've got my affiliates recruited. Is that it?
Nope. Once you have an affiliate base, it's important to keep working with them to help them refer people. A lot of companies have contests. One other hosting company I know of gave a free trip to their top two or three affiliates. The best way to keep them referring is prompt payouts. Send payouts at least once a month. You can also offer coupons, special promotions, lower pricing, or something extra just for the people they refer. Just as you want to keep in current contact with your customers so they continue doing business with you, you always want to keep in contact with your affiliates too. Let your affiliates know you appreciate their efforts just as your customers know you appreciate their business.
All right. Now, let's talk about some real-world examples with your experience with affiliates. At any one time, what's the most number of affiliates you've had for your web hosting?
You'll get a lot of them, but a lot of them won't be performing. Like, the most I've had would probably be over 3,000.
All right, so you had 3,000 people who have signed up. Now, what can someone expect? All 3,000 aren't going to be doing something. Tell them the real-world numbers of what they can expect percentage-wise of someone who's actually doing something.
Right, out of that 3,000, 90% of them won't bring you any business. 10% will bring you maybe one or two orders. And then the top 1% or 2% is where most of your business is going to come from.
Okay, so it's kind of like you got to go through a lot of people, but it's all automated, and it's just a sorting process. Out of those numbers, you're going to find a couple stars who can do really well for you.
Right.
Well, is it still worth it for you, even with all those numbers, to only have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 top producers promoting for you?
It is, because it's all automated. It doesn't really matter to you whether there's 30 or 3,000. And one of the things with the Dream 25, those are going to be targeted top affiliates. So those 25 will be higher quality affiliates than just 25 people that found you on a directory or something.
All right. So someone who's considering an affiliate program and getting all these people, for them to believe that they're going to be dealing with 3,000 people just isn't a reality. Most of them will sign up, do nothing, and there's no customer support based on those people.
Right.
So is most of your affiliate customer support, whether by phone or email, what have you, going to be only with your dream team, the ones who are doing something?
Right, and even those, they don't really ask too many questions.
Because they know what's going on.
Right.
Their experience.
Yep.
So you know personally your top affiliates. I mean, you check the stats and you know who's actually doing something. Do you ever talk to them by phone or give them special treatment or encourage them?
Yep, I call them every once in a while and talk about ways that they might be able to promote the service better, either a new banner or a different size banner or another kind of promotion.
Okay, great. Is there any software that you can refer or recommend to get this all set up?
Yes, with your course, there's going to be a list of links of affiliate software that I suggest you use. Now that you understand what an affiliate program is, how they work, how to find and recruit affiliates, you're ready to start building your Dream 25 list.
Okay, so that wraps up this module number 3. What are we going to be talking about in module number 4, Nicholas?
Module number 4 is going to be about paid advertising on the web.
Okay. We'll see you in module 4.